Hello, everyone. This is Jason Bittner from Triple Helix Corporation, and welcome to our Helix Insider podcast. I have a very special podcast for you guys today. I'm joined in studio with one of our clients from Siftex Corporation. They're based out of South Windsor, Connecticut. One of the things Triple Helix does is we help companies that are looking for a new ERP system to help go through the process of an ERP selection, which for companies that do not have expertise in this or are not sure really what they're looking for can actually be quite a daunting process. So we were introduced to Siftex through our relationship with Constep, which is Connecticut's state MEP, Manufacturing Extension Partnership partner, and they recommended us to Siftex so we could help them. Welcome to the podcast, Heidi. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me, Jason. It's a pleasure to be here and participate on this podcast today.
So talk to us a little bit about Siftex in general. What is your role within the organization and what do you guys do?
So Siftex Equipment Company have been on business for every 35 years. And we basically do flexible connectors for all kind of industry, like food industry, construction, pharmaceuticals, and many, many more. Siftex is a company that is part manufacturer, part reseller, and part of our own supply chain management for products. And I always like to see Siftex like we are a consulting company that happens to sell products. Mm. That meaning that a customer come with a need and they have different applications, temperature, permeability, if it is food grade or not. Siftex talk to the customer and help them choose what is the best product that is going to work with their application.
Nice.
I'm the general manager of Siftex. I've been with the company for 5 years. I started as a sewing operations manager. Then I got promoted to sewing and welding operations manager. And end of 2022, I was very lucky and honored to be promoted as a general manager. Mm-hmm. That's my function, nine months on. And we are in the middle of restructuring the company and making a better Siftex. Part of that is working with our ERP software. Mm.
Very good. No, welcome to the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I know you were having some significant data challenges before you decided to go look for an ERP. What were some of those challenges that prompt you to go look for an ERP solution?
As many small companies as ours, usually we start growing and we have a very simple ERP software, and that ERP software maybe QuickBooks, maybe other simple ones, and they get obsoleted and dated for the needs of a company. So the company has been growing, but the software has not grown with us. And this particular software is very obsolete, is very slow, and doesn't give us all the capabilities that we need for information, finances. And at the same time, that software is not friendly in terms of use.
Right.
It's very difficult to work hard with it, very slow. And also it's not in accordance with our actual supply chain management requirements. So we decided that this is the time for us to work with anyone that can move with us for the next 10 to 15 years.
Got it. Yeah, so in our work, you know, Triple Helix, you know, many of our customers are manufacturers like yourself, and we actually help consult and find a new ERP based on our knowledge of the industry. But the actual process itself is very deliberate. We like to sit with various folks of the company and representing the departments or the functions and the roles. And what we do is we match up what they need to what a new ERP solution would provide them. Now, you walked through that process with us as well as your team. Tell me what you were hoping to get out of the assessment. And if we walk through that process with you, what the pain points you were trying to eliminate to get a better solution for you?
Yeah. As you said, choosing an ERP software for you is a very daunting, it's a very challenging process. And even if you would be an IT expert, or a very knowledgeable on IT, I wouldn't recommend anyone to go through the process of choosing these softwares by themselves. Part of the objectives I have is, as I said, I'm restructuring the company. Part of my objective is find the best software possible for the company within our budget, and that will have all the items and requirements that my company needs now, but also is gonna need in the next 10 years. Right. And I wanted to do this with 100% certainty that I'm choosing the right software. And I have many, many projects for my company to work on, and choosing the ERP software is really highly demanding. I didn't have the time to go through this, neither that was my expertise. Mm-hmm. So my goal was to get the right ERP software at the right budget within the right time without me personally, neither my team, expending all the time that it would take to do it ourselves.
Right. No, good point. And, you know, to that point, like when we do the research for finding the right ERP, we sit with the various departments and the stakeholders and find out what they need. And then when we take those needs, we actually translate that into a requirements mm-hmm. matrix. So this matrix is a list of all the things it needs to do and also categorized with, you know, how important it is in a level 1, 2, or 3. Yes. And so you walk through that process with us. How did you feel about it as far as just talking about the research and how mm-hmm. thorough that process was? Tell us a little bit about how you felt that went.
That process was extremely enlightened to me. Even though, because we as general managers, we specialize on kind of nothing, and we touch everything. So for me, I was a new general manager. First, it helped me a lot on understanding needs from departments that I didn't know that much. So that was good. The process was very thorough, extremely thorough. And one thing that I found extremely interesting is that you and your team ask questions to us and make us see the needs that we had that we didn't even know we had them. And that was a very interesting thing that happened. The thoroughness of asking the questions, of making sure that every point has been touched, that nothing got not questioned and asked. Mm-hmm. And the thoroughness of that process was fantastic. And at the same time, I found that it was extremely quick, in my opinion, because it will go one department to one department. We did 2 per week.
Yeah.
And going that, and it was not that long. It was like about 2 hours with each head of department. Yep. But the thoroughness and the knowledge that you show on asking those questions make me feel very comfortable and very confident that all our needs are being evaluated and put it on that matrix.
Yep.
And taking care. And then when I saw that matrix, it was very revealing in terms of how demanding our company was on the different process we were doing.
Yeah.
So that helps me really also to see a clear view of all the processes of the company. So it was very helpful on that sense too.
Yeah, no, good to hear we were thorough. It's part of what we're trying to achieve.
Fantastic.
Now, we have this matrix, and what our typical process is that once we know what the requirements are, we go to a field of ERP vendors that we've down selected from. Mm-hmm. Typical processes, we have like over 100 ERP systems that before we even meet with you, we know your type of industry, we know mm-hmm. The type of manufacturing you do. So we're down selecting to about 20, mm-hmm. but by the time the research is done and the matrix is made, we've actually whittled away about half mm-hmm. of them. So we're looking at a field of about 8 to 10 ERPs. Now from there, we go to the vendors and mm-hmm. we have them assess the solutions that they offer. Some are very quite obviously a not a fit, could be on price, could be on a function where we call a number one tier one requirement. It's a core requirement. So if you don't mm-hmm. have that met, you can't buy the ERP. So we whittle them out. By the time we're done, we're bringing it down to a top 1, 2, 3 recommendation, mm-hmm. at which point we bring it back to you and say, hey, these are the top three that we're recommending, and then you then go talk to them. And we, in this particular example, had assisted you with the follow-on vendor demos mm-hmm. and helping facilitate those conversations. So you get an accurate understanding from them that you are indeed getting what you mean. Tell me how that went for you, like the act of us bringing the vendors in, coordinating the appointments, and then how we were able to help guide you through those meetings as you did your own assessment of the mm-hmm. final choice.
Yeah. Well, first of all, for me, it's very important to trust. I feel working with you, your team, Triple Helix, I had a partner. I have a person and I have a team behind the company needs that was a neutral person, third party, that is looking for a specific things that are on a matrix and is making 100% sure that those needs are met. So that trust for me is the most important thing on any relationship, business relationship I have with any vendor. Mm-hmm. So I felt first that this was a partnership. And that worked very well. Then when we were looking into the three softwares, part of that partnership, bringing to the trust that you knew what our budget was, and you know what we were looking for. So for me, one thing that makes me very at ease was when you say the three vendors, the three of them fulfill everything that you want, that you have in your matrix, or even more.
Yeah.
So that was very good to me, because that gave me that confidence that I can close my eyes, choose one, and I'm good.
Mm.
And then it's just a matter of meeting with these vendors, do the demos, and get the feeling of the software. That was a very nice process. I really appreciate that you guys set up the meetings, set up the demos, follow up on that. Everything was ready for us. So when me and my team came in into every meeting, we're not wasting our time. It's demos are long time. So they are something in between 3, 4, or even more hours, depending on how thorough they want to be.
Yep.
It's a very lengthy process. So the fact that we were prepared, that you guys talk to the vendor, have everything set up for us, and my team just have to show up, that is something very good for us. But most importantly, to know that D3 softwares meet all of our expectations.
Yep.
Coordination was easy to do. The fact that you guys asked for my calendar, asked for my team calendar, and you guys already made sure, okay, this is a time that accommodate the whole team. That doesn't seem like a lot, but it does add up into all the efficiency and easiness of the process for myself, for the company, for the whole team.
No, I'm glad we were able to do that for you.
Yes.
Now, I'm really happy to hear that you have actually made the final choice for your decision out of the top three, and you're actually now moving under contract to release, hopefully by the beginning of Q1 of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about what you're hoping and your excitement of the new ERP. What are you hoping it will do for you right out of the gate?
For this software, I'm excited in general, because as I said at the beginning, our software is very dated. So I already made numbers. I'm a numbers girl. So I already run my numbers, and I estimated that the efficiency of this software, the efficiency is going to bring, I'm going to be saving about $100,000 per year.
Wow.
On salary of people that I don't have to hire. So it makes me feel confident that with the people I have enough growth for the next year and a half without hiring anyone, because every process is going to be more efficient.
Right.
Right now, we have a lot of problems with the software. It crashes, it's slow. So see my people happier that they're going to have the information when they're talking to a customer. My customer service team and sales team have the information in their faces. That is extremely valuable. I spend a lot of time on the finances reports, looking at our numbers. So also this software is going to be extremely powerful. So I'm going to be able to look at these numbers and not spend that much time. I'm going to be able to have all those numbers in my fingertips, look at them, and make better decisions for the company. So I can see all the efficiency that we're going to attain in the first semester of the year after the implementation.
Yep.
I think it's going to be fantastic. But also preparation for taxes is going to help me, working with our accountant, of getting the taxes ready. It's going to help us also with connecting our shipping station to FedEx, UPS, DHL, connecting the banks. I didn't know that could happen.
Yep.
And that is a plus for us. So, and I'm surprised that this software is going to be able to connect our three different banks.
Mm-hmm.
And making it easier for our finance manager. And also, we are preparing ourselves for growth. So the fact that this software is going to help us with the manufacturing department, with the scanners, I can see it happening, the scanners, the barcodes, all the stickers, printers, where we can have the information, just pop, scan it, and it's working. I can see it. I can see my employees enjoying that. And also, we are want to go next year into ISO 9001.
Yep.
So this ERP software is going to give us platform for traceability and for ISO 9001 requirements. That's also pretty good. And the module for the CRMs,
yep.
That very excited, because I'm working with a marketing company And then we're going to be able to put together our marketing plans, our marketing campaigns with CRM, follow up better on customers, see results. So I'm very excited in general, and my team is extremely happy with the software, with the decision we're making. And I think it's going to reflect very hardly on our numbers. And I'm very excited also on seeing the efficiency, not only on people, but seeing on the numbers, right, on the result for the company. So a lot of things to be excited about.
No, absolutely. Yeah. It seems like this is going to be very transformative for you.
Yes, absolutely. And the team is so ready. The team is asking for it. And even though it's a 6 to 8 month period of implementation, but everybody's so excited to start working on it, prepare it, and be ready for the first quarter. So it's good to be able to give these to your employees better tools to do a better job.
Absolutely. And we're so very excited for you for that. Yes. You know, I just want to comment on just the overall process that we walked with you. And I mean, we were very impressed with your team, especially yourself, with, you know, the professionalism and, you know, how well the company's running despite having such a poor software that is just kind of holding you back. And what was really delightful during this process was being able to walk all the departments and all the different people through what a modern ERP implementation looks like and give them the view of the future. Because I think, to your earlier point, you don't know what you don't know. And mm-hmm. we can share, like, here's what you should expect your ERP to do for you. And then seeing how that would really transform the company. And even though it's not our software, and we do custom software development, as you know, but, you know, there's no better feeling to have a customer find the fit that we're looking for. And I'm expecting good things for you guys. So
thank you.
Congrats on that. Thank you. I do want to mention that the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development administers grant programs for mm-hmm. manufacturers. They actually do it through the CCAT office, but it is the DECD providing the funding. And through CCAT, who's administering this, there's a number of manufacturing grants out there, of which yes. you're taking advantage of one of them through this
Absolutely.
Purchase. It's called the Manufacturing Voucher Program. Just mm-hmm. talk to a little bit of our listeners about how much that advantage is giving you, because you're literally getting one third of it covered by this grant.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we were looking for, of course, when you are doing this kind of investment, is there are many grants or many things around that can help you out. And that grant, we are starting the process with our finance manager to apply for it. We're just waiting on one of the last votes, mm-hmm. and we're going to start applying. First of all, one thing that impresses me is this is a state funding.
Yeah.
The process is, they are behind like only 2 days. I went to the websites and they say we're processing these days, and they are only like 2 or 3 days behind. So approval is real quick. The application process is extremely easy.
Yep.
My finance manager doesn't have any issues. We have used it before for acquiring machines. We are using it before also for training for our employees. And now we're going to use it for the ERP software. With the ERP software, one of the things I want to do is move my company more into the future. And for that, we're going to have to buy equipment. We're going to have to buy scanners, handhelds, tablets, different new laptops, and that's part of what you want to bring in. You don't want a new ERP software and have obsolete machines that don't run as well. So this saving with these grants is going to allow the company to invest a little money on those improvements. So that means a lot, because our profitability also is going to be very well impacted by saving the money and using it for other purposes.
Right.
And that helps the manufacturing company, small companies like ours. That's a great help. Every dollar counts on a small company. Every time you save $100, it's $100 you can buy food for your employees and motivate them. You can start saving money for buying a new laptop or for any reason. Money is money. So all you can save and help your company out is just going to is going to be seen on the numbers and the results that you provide.
Right. And I am so very impressed with this state, who has so many yes. grant programs available for helping manufacturers yes. like yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I was impressed and surprised myself. There's so many things that people don't take advantage of and are thinking, I want to buy new equipment. I want to buy this new ERP software. I don't have enough funds to do this. But really, the state is willing to help you. You just have to apply. You just have to apply. So, and it's easy. It's easy. I recommend to any manufacturer, small owner, to use these services because they are just going to help you progress and be better at your company. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I'm just very pleased that we got the opportunity to work together. And, you know, that is the extent of our time for today on this podcast. But I wanted to thank you, Kati, for graciously agreeing to come on our show and talk to our listeners about how the process went. Also, just for anyone listening or is interested in this, you can reach out to Triple Helix at 3xcorp.com. That's www.3xraycorp.com or 860-490-3488 is how to contact us. And we'd be delighted to sit with you and talk to you about helping you help you select an ERP solution if you are looking for something like that. Please like and subscribe in the comments below. And I want to say until next time, thank you. And thank you to my special guest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kati.
Thank you, Jason, for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.